This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, today declassified handwritten notes from former CIA Director John Brennan, taken after he briefed then-President Barack Obama about Hillary Clinton's alleged plan to drum up the entire Trump-Russia hoax.
At one point, Brennan writes, quote, approved by Hillary Clinton, a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by the Russian security service.
You're going down.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
If, in fact, what the Russians were alleging, that Hillary was trying to highlight the reported connections between Trump and the Russians.
That's a nice way of putting it.
There is nothing at all illegal about that.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
He takes off his mask while he's still infected, like that's some show of strength. It's as weak as it gets.
And Chris Cuomo would know precisely how immoral it was because he has done it himself. This spring, Chris Cuomo got COVID. Cuomo told us he was quarantined in his basement, but secretly left his house, took off his mask, and wandered around the Hamptons. Here are pictures of Chris Cuomo this weekend, standing at a restaurant in Long Island, cigar in his hand, but no mask.
After someone annoys you for a while, what's the best way to handle it?
Naked choke?
Just
ignore them. Punch the sternum?
You are one class act, I tell you what.
Unchained and unstoppable.
What a tremendous opportunity. We're just so lucky. You know, I just think COVID is God's gift to the left.
I'm Hanoi Jane. Don't kill communists. Look at my boobies.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. God's gift to the left, COVID-19. Imagine if Donald Trump said something like that. Remember he got into trouble? He said it is what it is, that hoary cliche from Bill Belichick, and oh, that was the worst thing that ever happened. This is 100 times worse, and it's going to get 1,000th the attention. COVID-19 is God's gift to the left. All right. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Now we're less than 4 hours away from the vice presidential debate and thunderstorms in many parts of our listening area, and severe thunderstorm warnings until 5:45, 5:30 tonight, depending on where you are. Get through it. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Fredo Cuomo is a super spreader of BS.
He is. You know who's going to be hosting that debate or moderating that debate tonight is the woman from USA Today. You know what USA Today's big journalistic assignment is today? They're asking people to identify everyone who was on the White House lawn for the introduction of Amy Coney Barrett as the next nominee to the Supreme Court. They put out a pictures, various pictures. They've listed everybody 1 to 135, and they're trying to identify every single one of the people. And the ones they've identified, if they've tested positive for COVID-19, which doesn't mean they're going to die. It doesn't even mean they're going to get sick. It just means they tested positive. They've got their names in boldface, like Melania Trump or Chris Christie. That's the person who runs that newspaper that's trying to track down the names of everyone who was at the White House that day. That's who's going to be moderating the debate. Caveat emptor. Caveat viewer. Let the viewer beware. Be warned.
Lock her up. Lock her up. Lock her up.
Yeah. I don't know what crime you could charge her with, but how about just the crime of being the world's worst hypocrite and liar? Because that's what she is. And I don't know if you can put somebody in the penitentiary for that, but if there's a life after death, she'll be paying for a long time for what she did. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding you that although you can only phone the Chump Line between the hours of 1 and 5, you can submit quarantine karaoke entries any time of the day or night. Yes, whenever the muse strikes, your wine-inspired and tequila-fueled tunes can be uploaded to MatthewsBrothers.com with but a few clicks of the mouse.
Joe Biden said he's against banning Nipsey Russell. In fact, he'll find a place for him in his administration.
Yeah, that would be a tough question for Joe to answer. I wonder what Hunter's stand is on Nip bottles.
Biden should use a plexiglass between him and Trump at their next debate. That way Joe can post his post-it notes on it while he pretends to look at Trump at the same time.
That's a good suggestion, too. I hadn't thought of that one.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Maybe I confused people by talking about President Lyndon Johnson yesterday at Gettysburg. But the fact is, during my 180 years in the Senate, I knew both Johnsons intimately. I mean it.
And I was also there when they invented Johnson's wax. We couldn't find that cut, by the way. The caller yesterday said he thought he heard Biden referencing Abraham Lincoln's successor, who he described or supposedly described as Lyndon Baines Johnson rather than Andrew Johnson. We can't find it anywhere. So it seemed like the kind of thing Joe Biden would say, but apparently he didn't.
The whole Biden family sucks.
Yeah, did you see his niece is got a drunk driving rap hanging over her head? You know when the date of her next court appearance is? I'll bet you can guess. November the 4th. Yes. Yeah. In the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. 201 says, did USA Today try to identify the Antifa looters? Yeah, it's a rhetorical question, of course.
Howie, I know one person rooting for a Biden-Harris win. Dan Quayle. He will be officially knocked off as the stupidest vice president in history.
You know, Joe Biden was the vice president for a while. I don't think you can really say that Dan Quayle holds the title even to this day. I would take Dan Quayle in an IQ test against Joe Biden, even in his best day.
A question for Kamala Harris at tonight's debate. Senator Harris, what's your favorite flavor of pudding?
If they could get away with asking her that kind of question, I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would. I think Mike Pence is going to understand what he's up against, especially after what happened to his boss last week. I don't think I don't think Donald Trump was expecting exactly a fair fight, but I don't think he was expecting as much of a mugging as it turned out to be, an attempted mugging.
Grace, it's Howie. What a great column you wrote for Halloween. Are you really going to have king-size candy for trick-or-treating? The mailroom manager always buys those yucky peanut butter cups. I'll fly back from Florida if you're giving out king-size Hershey chocolate bars.
Grace has a new column that she's going to do pretty much every day, every weekday now, and it's the Tweet Beat column. And she just picks her favorite tweets of the morning and sends them out. It's really a good idea. That reminds me of the Hershey's. You know, Taylor, one time, many years ago, the also-ran sports station, which was also in the cluster that I worked in.
Are you going to tell us about the time Hershey's was invented?
No. This is Hershey's. Somehow, WEEI got millions of Hershey bars. And so guess what I did?
Oh, yeah, I've heard this story. They hoarded them for years, right?
Well, I stole them all. I stole them all and was giving them away for years.
Yes.
Yes. They were getting a little stale at the end, but that's okay, because if they got mad at EEI, that was fine with me, too, because that was the piss-poor, also-ran sports talk radio, the official radio station of Shillville.
The new outrage sounds a lot like the old outrage.
508 says the Bidens are the Kennedys of Delaware. That's a good way to put it, yes.
Have you guys seen the latest celebrity get out the vote video about mail-in ballots? Those must be the prescription jugs Biden was talking about.
I hope some of the TV stations in New York got some pictures of the mail-in ballots in Orange and West Orange, New Jersey, right outside of Newark, and where they ended up today. In a trash can.
Did you see that, though, Howie?
What's that?
All the celebrities posing naked.
No. Oh, I did.
Naked ballots.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman, Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, I didn't want to see any of those people. I just looked at the still picture, and I was not tempted to click on it.
Trump just bought the rights to It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and he renamed it Bigly Orange.
Laughed at his own joke. It wasn't that good.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. 1 and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. The number is 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear Chump Line messages, you can hear a bunch more when we post Chopped Chumps as a podcast, usually before 7 o'clock at night when the regular show goes off the broadcast airwaves. Chopped Chumps, get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday at this time by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, reminding you that although you can only phone the Chump Line between the hours of 1 and 5 p.m., you can submit quarantine karaoke entries any time of the day or night. Yes, whenever the muse strikes, your wine-inspired and tequila-fueled tunes can be uploaded to MatthewsBrothers.com with a few clicks on the mouse.
Joe Biden said he's against banning Nipsey Russell. In fact, he'll find a place for him in his administration.
Yeah. And if you're feeling no pain from the nips that you bought at the local package store, all the more reason to call MatthewsBrothers.com and leave your messages and your songs. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
The poll question is brought to you today by the Howie Carr Show's Election Selection T-shirt Package. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click store to get the package, which includes I'd take COVID-19 over Biden 20. I'm holding that one up right now. And a Trump t-shirt, which says Trump 2020, Trump 2024, 2028, 2032. And it's red, white, and blue. They're both nice election selection t-shirts. Plus, each order comes with a free autographed copy of What Really Happened, my book about the 2016 election campaign, which President Trump has endorsed and tweeted out about three different times, two more times that he's tweeted out about his own son's book as Donald Jr. told me with some chagrin, or not really, when he was on the show here. Anyway, go to HowieCarShow.com and click store to get the election selection package right now. HowieCarShow.com and click on store. It's a great deal. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should Massachusetts ban the sale of nips?
No, I don't. This started with menthol cigarettes being banned. And now, then they banned vaping products until they could put a 75% tax on them. Then they shut down the entire economy. The Karens are running amok, and now they want to do away with nips. We've got to nip this in the bud. We've already missed our chance to really nip it in the bud, but we've got to nip it in the bud before they take away our nips. That's my peroration on the matter.
13% say yes, ban them. They don't want to see any nips of any kind. No big nips, no little nips, no nips at all. They want to go nipless.
Do they sell Fireballs and anything but nips, by the way?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes. I've never understood nips. If you're going to buy a little shot, buy the whole bottle.
Buy a pint, you mean, or a half pint?
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is, once they get rid of nips, the next thing they're going to go after is half pints. Then they'll go after pints.
The reason people buy the nip and not the whole bottle is because sometimes you're a little tight on cash. You can't.
If you're tight on cash, Grace, you should not be buying alcohol.
Oh, I'm sorry, wait. Stalin. You're going to start telling us what we can and can't spend our money on?
Carrie Nation. Taylor, you could have worded that more carefully. You could have said, if you're tight on cash, you shouldn't get tight or try to get tight, right?
Although I didn't know this was a communist country and you guys are going to tell me how to spend my last dollar.
I'm not going to.
If I want to spend it on Tito's and on my mortgage, that is my choice.
If you give me a choice, this would have been a good poll question now that I think about it. Would you prefer to have a tax, a returnable deposit on nip bottles or on masks? I would definitely take it on masks rather than nips. And again, as I say, this summer and into the fall now.
That really depends on what would you rather be picking up off the street? Plastic bottles or some phlegm crusted mask?
I don't want to pick up either. But I just think that there are a lot more masks on the sidewalk and in the gutters nowadays, everywhere across the entire fruited plain, not just New England, than there are nip bottles.
I would argue the opposite since the bars are still closed.
Really? You think nip bottles have become more ubiquitous since the bars closed?
Yeah, much more profitable than masks.
I don't know about that. The liquor stores aren't really, the packies aren't really hurting all that much for business, for the ones I talk to anyway, the people that run them. They're still selling a lot. They're still selling them in jugs, as Joe Biden would say, right down to nips. I don't like masks, period. But by the way, I would like to thank the guy who sent me the masks from Allen, one of our VIPs. He sent me some masks from the Barnstable County Sheriff's Department. I love my Barnstable County and my Norfolk County Sheriff's Department masks. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to hang in on that debate tonight. A little bit of Kamala Harris goes a long, long way. When she's laughing at her own jokes, especially, I guess there won't be much of an audience if it's like the presidential debate in Cleveland. So if I suddenly stop live tweeting about 9:20 or so, it's not because I went to sleep. It's because I changed the channel. Joining us. It'll take about two of those and it'll be see you later. Erin Perrine is joining us now. She's the director of press communications for the Trump campaign. Do you think you're going to get a big audience all the way through the debate tonight, Aaron, or are there going to be a lot of people like me, millions of people like me, who just can't take Kamala Harris laughing at her own jokes?
Well, we hope that we get a good crowd all the way through, because it's going to be a clear contrast of ideas, of direction for the country. And really, I mean, 47 months of success under Trump, Trump-Pence versus 47 years of failure with Biden. I mean, I think that's a clear contrast. Kamala's going to actually have to answer some questions and maybe figure out, you know, here's the thing, I can tell you this much, though. The campaign is leaving a debate ticket open and available for Tupac Shakur, since he is Kamala's favorite rapper alive, should he decide to come.
I saw that. You guys are going with that joke today. That was pretty funny. Who's is Pence bringing anyone to the debate? And that was the answer, Tupac Shakur. That was pretty funny stuff. I was just listening to some cuts of Elizabeth Warren, and I think Elizabeth Warren would have acquitted herself better at this debate than Kamala is going to acquit herself tonight. Let me ask you something, Aaron. One of the producers wanted me to ask you this question. We saw yesterday that the Trump campaign was pulling back its TV buys in Iowa and Ohio. Is that good news or bad news? How should we interpret that?
Well, if overspending on TV ads determined the outcome of elections, Hillary Clinton would be president. But, you know, it's cute that Joe Biden and his campaign think buying ads in these states make up for years of Democrats viewing them as flyover country. Biden can try and buy votes, but President Trump and our campaign are going to continue earning them on the ground and on the airwaves. And you know, come Election Day, we're going to be celebrating a victory when Biden, can binge watch all of his TV ads from his basement.
Yeah, he's certainly spending a lot of money on TV. There's no question about that. Now, what about the fact that they say that she is going to come after Mike Pence and accuse him of being homophobic? That's the line we're hearing, because you know he signed legislation as governor of Indiana for. I think he could make the argument pretty well that it was for religious freedom, but that's what they're going to go after here.
I mean, it's absolutely, you know, a farce, and it's a horrific charge to level against the vice president of the United States. You know, even during the primary season, Pete Buttigieg was saying, good things about, you know, Mike Pence. Mike Pence is one of the kindest, most exceptional individuals in the country, and he's got a great record, and he's done exceptional work with the president. And if that's the charge that Kamala Harris wants to levy, well, you know what? Then then Mike Pence can turn around and talk about Joe Biden's absolute abhorrent record on racism in this country. Look at this week when he said the reason he got to stay in his basement was because black women were stocking the grocery store shelves. That all black people think the same. That if you're thinking about voting for Trump, you ain't black. The fact that he said that are his children, he didn't want his children to grow up in a racial jungle, or the fact that he gave a eulogy for a grand cyclops of the KKK, which I didn't even know what that was until I found out that Joe Biden was at his funeral. I mean, that charge against Mike Pence is completely false, but we can actually talk about racism and Joe Biden and levy a strong case.
Well, I now that you bring that up, you know, they've been saying that Trump doesn't care about the victims of COVID-19 because they're disproportionately black and brown. But yet, this is, I want to play a cut for you, the whole cut. It runs a minute, but it's Jane Fonda's full cut. She is a surrogate for the Biden campaign. Jane Fonda, the old, once known as Hanoi Jane, the Academy Award winning actress, et cetera, et cetera. But this is her comment today about COVID. Cut 10.
We are people who can help determine which way humanity goes. What a great gift. What a tremendous opportunity. We're just so lucky. We have to use it with every ounce of intelligence and courage and wherewithal we have, because you're absolutely right. This is it. This is it. And
it's a pause in the middle. She'll start.
You know, I just think COVID is God's gift to the left.
This is
a terrible thing to say. I mean, I think it was a very difficult thing to send down to us, but it has ripped the Band-Aid off who he is and what he stands for and what is being done to average people and working people in this country. We can see it now. People who couldn't see it before, you know, they see it now, and we have a chance to harness that anger and make a difference. So I feel so blessed to be alive right now.
COVID is God's gift to the left, Aaron.
I mean, that's just absolutely horrific. And, you know, she just did a fundraiser with Kamala Harris for the campaign. So we haven't heard a word from the Joe Biden campaign about whether or not they think that COVID is a God's gift to the left. COVID was brought on this country by China, by their negligence, by the World Health Organization's negligence, and President Trump has stood up to fight it, stood up to have our country stand strong in the face of a novel virus that no one had ever seen before, and that means creating testing and PPE and ventilators and therapeutics. And no matter what, we will have a vaccine in record time. That's not a gift to the left. It is unbelievable. Really, sometimes I'm just absolutely flabbergasted at the things that come out of Democrats' mouths. And at some point, we have to believe that they actually think it's a good thing for this country to have COVID.
Is she going to be asked to denounce Jane Fonda if a Republican had ever said something like that? You know, Trump and Pence and everybody down to the people running for county commissioner in Mississippi would be asked a Republican to denounce them. But she's just going to just walk away, and most people in America won't even hear that sound cut.
I hope that she gets pushed on it. I hope she gets asked about it. But the media loves to provide cover not only for Joe Biden, but for Democrats in totality. I mean, how often are they yelling at us about masks when Nancy Pelosi doesn't wear a mask and Dianne Feinstein doesn't wear a mask and Maxine Waters doesn't wear a mask and Joe Biden, this is his party and this is how they behave. You don't hear a word about that. But the moment the president takes the mask off on the balcony, they're up in arms.
Yeah, Maxine Waters was busted last night on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox. She's the one who said, you know, that Herman Cain got what he deserved. Basically, that's what it boiled down to for going to a Trump rally in Tulsa in June and not wearing a mask. So he got what he deserved. I mean, is she going to get what she deserved now? How about the fact, Aaron Perrine, we saw what happened last week with Chris Wallace deciding to become a surrogate for the Biden campaign. And now you have this editor of USA Today, and I mentioned earlier in the show, USA Today is now trying to identify everyone who was at the ceremony at the White House when Amy Coney Barrett was announced as the next nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. So, I mean, do you think you're going to get a fair shake from a quote unquote newspaper? It's more like a coloring book that runs these kinds of stories just to embarrass and humiliate people who were at the ceremony for Amy Coney Barrett.
I mean, I certainly hope we can get a fair shake, but we never anticipate it. When over 95% of the media coverage of President Trump is negative, we never expect a fair shake from anybody. And so, you know, Vice President Pence is ready to go. He understands that. He's been living it for the last 4 years. He knows this administration and the attacks that have been levied against it better than anybody. So he's ready to go for tonight. And we know that nobody knows President Trump and what he has been able to succeed and bring to America than Vice President. Pence.
Were you at that White House ceremony, by the way?
I was not, no. Okay. But, you know, Tom Tillis was there, and he had a mask on the whole time, and now he has tested positive for COVID as well.
Yeah, and, you know, here's another problem for the Republicans. I think, speaking of Tom Tillis, he's in a tight race against this guy, Cal Cunningham, who's now embroiled in this scandal involving the fact that he has one, maybe two mistresses. Even though he's married with teenage children. And, you know, everybody's saying this is a real boon to Tom Tillis's campaign. But I read today that already in North Carolina, 1 out of 7 people have already cast their ballots. So, I mean, this is, you know, even if Vice President Pence has a great debate tonight, even if President Trump has two great debates coming up in the next few weeks, I mean, millions of Americans have already voted, Aaron Perrine.
I mean, it's true. Many Americans have voted, but many have not, and the majority have not. And so we are still out there fighting for the votes that are still available and for the votes that have already been cast. We were already having a conversation with those folks about what that meant. And listen, Democrats may have more absentee ballot requests at this point in some of these states, but their turn-in is not happening as well. That's why you see them going and knocking doors now, because they know they have a get-out-the-vote effort issue. We've been running this game. We've been playing this game for a long time. We have a grassroots army that now we're just turning on to do just full get out the vote full time.
All right, Erin, what channel are you going to be watching it on?
Probably C-SPAN.
I think C-SPAN is the way to go. Or maybe Right Side Broadcasting on YouTube, if they have it. Those are the YouTube channels are pretty good. I've come to enjoy them. All right, Erin Perine, Director of Press Communications for the Trump campaign. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system all week long. Eden Pure is able to do this thanks to the huge success they've had from Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous. Eden Pure is passing those savings on to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand. I'm holding it in my hand right now. I've got one in both of my hands. Buy one, get one free. You plug it into the wall. I used to not be allowed to heat up fish in the office microwave. I was shunned by the staff, but now with the Thunderstorm, I can do whatever I want because we have one of these in the kitchen, and it cleans up the air perfectly. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm works like a real thunderstorm, like the ones that are outside today in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room. Over the weekend, I saw my daughter Carolyn, and she asked if she could have one for her basement in her new home in Canton. She asked, does it really work? And I said, of course it does. I said, you're not going to believe it, Carolyn. If you bought one for your own home and are already enjoying the big difference in smell, take advantage of the BOGO offer, buy one, get one, now, and buy one for a family member, like I'm going to do for Carolyn. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, and with code word Howie BOGO, shipping is free. One word, Howie BOGO. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him Late for Dinner. It's Howie Carr.
This is Lynn in sunny Las Vegas.
This is Dan from the Moonbat capital of Jamaica Plain.
This is Gigi in Leominster, Massachusetts, and this is The Howie Carr Show.
So last night, Tucker Carlson, in addition to busting Maxine Waters for not wearing a mask after she basically danced on the grave of Herman Cain for not wearing a mask. He had cancer in the past, by the way, and he had, I think, multiple comorbidities. It was in his 70s. But he died, unfortunately. He was a good guy. And after, you know, saying that he got what he deserved, basically, she was caught just recently walking around her district, Southern California, without a mask on. Typical, right? So, but Tucker not only had that, but he also pointed out Fredo's hypocrisy. Fredo Cuomo on CNN, his low-rated show, he went crazy about Trump taking off his mask when he went back to the White House earlier this week. And he pointed out the hypocrisy of it by the fact that Fredo himself walks around without a mask, even though he's tested positive in the past. He was just this weekend, he was out smoking a cigar somewhere in a bar on Long Island, I guess, you know, enjoying himself, no mask. And he got into that fight with the fat tire guy, the old guy, when he was actually still suffering from it. He was sick. He was supposedly quarantined. And so Tucker said this, cut five.
Chris Cuomo calls us immoral for doubting the rules. And then in private, he whips off his mask the second he can. Here are pictures of Chris Cuomo this weekend, standing at a restaurant in Long Island, cigar in his hand, but no mask. Again, we don't judge Chris Cuomo. Chris Cuomo judges us.
Exactly. And so Fredo was watching, because what's his alternative? Watch Don Lamone? I don't think so. So Fredo comes out and he jumps ugly with Tucker Carlson. Cut six.
after someone annoys you for a while, you know, you have your detractors, Chris, many of them on state television like I do. What's the best way to handle it? You just ignore it.
Naked choke?
No, just ignore
it. Punch
them.
The sternum?
That people, when you ignore people, that is the worst thing that you can do to anyone.
Punch them in the sternum. Imagine if Tucker had said he wanted to punch Fredo in the sternum. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie, you know in The Godfather, it's so dramatic when Michael is talking to Carlo and he says, I took care of Stracci and Coolio and Mo Green. I want to hear the names. I want to hear the dramatics of the names, like we took down Comey and Brennan and Pelosi. And I want the dramatics of that, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree, David. I want them to get these guys. It's being reported now that John Solomon is saying, we kind of knew this, but now he's putting the names right to the pointing the fingers, that CIA Director Gina Haspel is blocking the release of classified documents to protect the agency's reputation the way Christopher Wray is doing for the FBI. What, I mean, she wasn't the director, although she was the London station chief, so she probably has a lot to be embarrassed about when they were setting up the Russian collusion hoax. But, you know, as I said to Joe DeGeneva earlier in the day, President Trump is their boss. President Trump can order the Madison Avenue FBI director, as Joe calls him, Christopher Wray. He can order Gina Haspel to release these documents. What the hell's going on here? We want to see everything. If they took part in this attempt to frame Donald Trump and Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and Michael Flynn and God only knows how many others for the benefit of Hillary Clinton's corrupt crime family, I want to know about that. I want to see all of the documents. I want to see the entire unredacted document where Brennan goes to the Oval Office and Susan Rice is there and Dennis McDonough and God only knows who else. And he's briefing them on Hillary's plan to, quote unquote, vilify the Trump campaign with fake Russian disinformation. They knew about this. And James Comey got a referral in early September of 2016 from the CIA telling them that the Clinton campaign was trying to railroad the Republican campaign, Donald Trump's campaign, and he had the audacity to tell the Senate Judiciary Committee last week, James Comey, that it didn't ring a bell for him. It didn't ring a bell. This is ridiculous. You know, David's right. Michael Corleone wouldn't have put up with this. If Trump were really a dictator, if he were really a mob boss, which he's also been accused of being, he would have these people sleeping with the fishes, wouldn't he? Like Luca Brasi. We'll be right back with the death pool. I'm Howie Carr.